What's good?
All right, so you probably know Jamaica for the white sandy beaches, the resorts, the reggae music. But they do actually have a major problem on the island, and that's the trash. So a German hostel named Jamaican, get it?
Jamaican.
Very clever. It's located in Port Antonio, Jamaica. Well, they know that people also there on the island like marijuana, right? So they're using that.
Wait a minute.
Listen, on the island.
I won't sit here and have you besmirch the good name of Jamaica. I'm kidding.
Okay, well, you know that they do that there. Okay. Well, they're using that to encourage residents to do a good deed for free weed.
Okay.
Oh my God, that rhymed.
That did. Oh, I thought that was just a quote from the story.
No. They should take that from me. Good deed for free weed.
Yeah.
So here's what they do. They tell people that if they bring back a completely full trash bin full of trash from the beach, they will get a free joint. I would never normally not condone this, but they're helping clean the beach. And Jamaica there, it's legal. So talk about a good marketing trip.
It's legal here too.
True. The hostel posted a picture of the deal. And of course, like everything else these days, it went viral. The 33-year-old German hostel owner, Marian Erbach, explained that the beach is on the East Coast. And because of that, the water flow brings in a ton of garbage to the beach, especially plastic. So he did a lot of research about trash and plastic trash, and he often saw pictures where people would like offer free cups of coffee for a exchange of like a bucket of trash. But his girlfriend was like, what if we did joints instead? You know, no cups of coffee.
Yeah.
Let's make it a
you
little
know
bit better.
Cheaper in Jamaica?
Probably this. So he started rolling and he rolled 56 joints, which is the maximum amount that one person can carry in Jamaica. And he placed a sign on the beach. And I guess thanks to him and the hostel, the beaches are now a lot cleaner thanks to this very unique marketing idea. So I know it's very unconventional for me to talk about that, but anything to help clean up the beaches a little bit.
First of all, the way I look at it, if you have a problem with that, then you like trash. That's what it is. If you have a problem with it, then you must like trash more than you hate people smoking a drug that doesn't really do any damage to them whatsoever. Two, I would say that this could backfire and it's just going to be a bunch of stoners taking their trash down to the beach or dumpster diving, grabbing just sackfuls of trash like Santa Claus, dumping it
not
on the beach.
Happen.
Look what I did. I cleaned it up.
There's too much trash on that beach. That will never happen.
It's not going to be a problem.
It's not going to be an issue, but I figured that would be your, it feels good for today.
Very good.
Yes.